We're going to pick up with Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Chaf Vav. Actually, the days that we missed are the halachos of going out with a kamiya, which is not in our tzibur, that's not really a shaila, that's too common. And most of it's not halach lemaisa, and we have to catch up a little bit to the world. Okay, so the Mechaber writes, Neman lomar rofel atzmo shu mumcha. A rofe is able to say that he's a mumcha. Now the reason why the Mechaber mentions this is because the rofe shortly is going to be based on the science of his times, telling people to go out and carry things that have powers, but the Hamon Am doesn't know have the powers. What is that? Sif Chav Zayin. Yotzim bebeitz haschargal, b'shein shel shul, masmer hatzalov. These are, you know, strange things. For example, the tooth of a fox was believed to have medicinal powers, so you're allowed to carry it. Bein b'chol b'im shabbos. Why is that so? Let's say it does have permissible powers. So in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable because we view a kamiya as being something that is not a masui. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah earlier on Sif Chafhei, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Where is it? There was a Mishnah Berurah that I saw that was Masvir. Yeah. On Peches Yotzimbo. En Yotzim Kmiya Shayna Mumcha. Vimu Mumcha Yotzimbo. Says Mishnah Berurah Peches. Vidavke Kishum Otsia Derech Babush to Oz Shari. Mishum De Tachshitu. Vichola Kechomi Babushav. It's like Tachshit for the Chola. Just to speculate. A nicotine patch is his tachshit. So too, I'm not talking halach lemaisa, but so too over here, one could argue that in such a case that would be the svara. Presumably that's the svara over here. Now the one last point is ve'en bo mishum darkei mori. There's no problem with darkei mori. Back into the mechaber on Chav Zayin, that there isn't the problem of darkei mori because it's a refuah. Now as far as the details on that refuah, how that goes, whether that qualifies as Darche Amori or not is not the scope of our discussion, but obviously every generation has to reassess the Darche Amori. Everything that's Merfua is considered Mutter because it's going to be a Tachshit. But if he does a Maisa and he's not sure if that's Refua, obviously over here we now have a Hagdara of what's considered Darche Amori or not, which is not Hilchos Shabbos, and that is that if you do something that's not Nikar Shum Mishum Refuah, then that qualifies Darkei Amori. Aval Kol Lachash Mutar, any type of Lachash, even if you don't know that it was Ismachoi, nevertheless it's going to be Mutar, it's not going to be Darkei Amori. Question is why, that's not for our for us now. Some say all kmiyas that are not from mumcha are going to be a chshash. This sif of all sifim is actually very much not halacha lemaisa, but sif chafches is mishesh al maka befisas rago. Someone who has a wound on his the palm of his leg, and he ties a coin on it that he should not get hurt on his foot, the gamu rape, and also heal mutar latzispo. The Mishnah tells us that they believed that a coin could heal. Now we know a coin has metallic things that can actually affect the body, and those days they actually thought it would heal. Obviously, the science changes, then these halachas will change as well. Why then is this halacha l'maisa? Because the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Ches, u'mashmir zeh dover she'ein merapi el she'osa kidei shelo yinogev biraglo osur va'ozel etamei b'sif chav beis. The tour, who's the author of this halacha, is of the opinion that if you're putting something on your foot to protect it from a wound, then in such a case is going to be a problem. Why? Because the Torah said it's lo yinagev v'gamhu mirape, and it will also be mirape. That is the instance that it's going to be mutter. What does he mean l'shitaso? If you take a look in Sivchav Beis, we have it. Yotzim b'mochu svok shalamako fishem merapim. That's a, one of the fellows had asked me about, and that is in regards to a band-aid, regards to a bandage. So then in such a case, if it's merape, then it's considered have kamo tachshit. So too over here, what emerges is that which is merape is a tachshit. What is merape? So merape doesn't only mean that it has medicinal powers, but merape presumably would also mean that if it helps from the wound not getting an infection, that would also be called merape. What the machmir position of the Torah is, we're going to see in a moment a more lenient position, is that if it's just kadesh shelo yinagef, in such a case, that is going to be not acceptable. However, if it's in any way merape, then it's acceptable. So too, it's going to be mutter. So the Mishabur is actually no to the kula. If it's kedei lahagen, then in such a case it's going to be acceptable. Now here I need a lot of your help. The Mishabur then says, Valkain, im chotach etzba'o b'shabbos. We're in the middle of Sivmin Kufches, Sivkatan Kufches. If one cuts his finger on Shabbos, v'choyre chatichas a beged aleha, and he ties a beged on it, shelo yisareit bivgadav. How would you translate that?
So that his beged doesn't rub up against the open wound.
That doesn't rub up against the wound.
Instead of a beged rubbing on the wound, he put a dressing over it.
Aha. That he's rubbing it on it, kadesh lo yisareit. He's putting on it, lo yisareit bivgadav. That the wound should not rub, be adversely affected. Mutter latseisbo. Then in such a case, it's permissible to go out. In other words, over here, Rav Daniel is explaining well, over here the heter is that he is putting the garment on top of the wound, not the garment, the bandage on top of the wound, kedei shelo yisaret. Okay, so actually what you just said, Rav Daniel, helps me a little bit understanding. I looked up this Tosefes Shabbos. I looked it up. I happen to have the sefer here, and my library is starting opening up, so my svarim a little bit more accessible. So I pulled out the Tosefes Shabbos, which is the source over here, and the Tosefes Shabbos in Sifkata Nunhei says Umar Shakos of the Mutter Lichroch Beged Alamaka L'Shamra V'Chein Im Chotach Be'etzbo B'Shabbos Mutter Lichroch Chatichas Beged Aleha. So he says to protect it. And also, he says, if it's chatach etzbo, so mutter lichroch chatichas beged aleha. What's missing in the Tosefes Shabbos is shelo yisareit bivgadav. No, he didn't say shelo yisareit.
Not those lashon.
He didn't say that lashon. But you want to say that l'shamra is the same thing as kedei shelo yisareit bivgadav, and b'meila it's going to be mutter. Very good. I like your pshat. But the best thing is to put a more of a bandage type of thing as opposed to a beged. So if you put a beged, then it could be it's not batel maka. But if you put a smartut, then for sure it's going to be acceptable. Just a second. Miu b'chol gavni tzarech lirchotz mekom adam shepetzbo, kedolish kedesh lo yitztaba al yedei zeh. However, in all instances, you should wash the item, the wound, from the blood, in order that it shouldn't be discolored by the blood. So Rav Nevin Zal Shlita told me that, of course, this halacha would apply to a band-aid, that one can go out with a band-aid, and it's kedai to wash the wound beforehand in terms of tzoveya, but it's obvious, as Rav Nevin Zal said, that it's a case of lo nichale, And bottom line, the Dirshu also quotes that it's not going to be a problem as far as if it does get the Band-Aid does get bloodied, because in Shin Chav Ches, if Katan Memvav, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Achronim that this is considered Derech Lichbluch, and would not qualify as being Soveya. What do you want to add, Rav Daniel?
I just was trying to figure out what the difference between the first and the second case, where he says that Kori Chatichas Beged Alesh Yisarit V'Vagadov, and then he says Yoser Tov Sheyichruch Alamokim. What's the difference between a smart tooth
and a smart tooth? Because the smart tooth is more related to the wound itself. The Beged is less related. A smart tooth is something like a Band-Aid. And therefore, it would be.
And it would be nikar that it's for.
Exactly, it would be the words of Mishnah Brura was that it would be batal legabe beged. It would qualify as being batal legabe beged. One more halacha before we conclude tonight. We saw earlier that the halacha is that kedei lahagim meatzar is going to be mutter. So, in a couple of shiurim ago, we discussed glasses, whether. Glasses is going to be mutter to go out, just to review, to carry outside. Why in the world? No one would ever, most people would never think that glasses would be a problem. However, we saw Ramah earlier, we saw Ramah that seemed to be machmir in regards to glasses. So in Sifyut Aleph. So he said, no, the glasses today are going to be different. So brilliantly, the Sefer Minchas Shabbos suggests, if the halacha is that you're allowed to go out with something for refuah, and that, by definition, is considered a tachshit, if that's what the halacha is, so says the Sefer Minchas Shabbos, that glasses are no less a refuah for the einayim. Isn't that interesting? She'af she'en merapes naim kol vadei shemonim tsar mehaniskak lehem. It prevents people from walking into things, or any other type of tsar. Similarly, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Minchas Shlomo Chedek Aleph Simtes R3 says that this heter that we have for a kamiya and the halacha that you're allowed to go out with things on merape might be a heter to allow a person to go out with a hearing aid on Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not merape mamish, but it's monea tsar. And since monea tsar, Shlomo Zalman says quite a chidush that it would be mutter. Okay, we'll stop. See you after the shemayim. Good Yashikoyach.